Frost Concerns out again. Welcome and hello, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Lee Maddox. Just when you would think we're out of frost danger, here we go again.
We're actually hoping that it won't get any lower than 38 or 39, and hoping it will be cloudy and that will help us.
Sumner County strawberry producer Kathy Bradley says they've been picking berries for the past few days, and now they're hoping to get through these couple of cold snaps.
We have been picking since last Thursday. We have 2 acres that are ready. And so far, they're looking good. Everything looks very well. And as I said earlier, we are hoping our next variety will be in a week to 10 days, and then we'll have 7 acres ready to go by that time.
And Bradley says they remain hopeful to protect their berries. On the Cumberland Plateau, Walt Hitch, director of the Plateau Research and Education Center, says it's been several years since a frost has occurred this late, but the frost-free date for their area is May 10th.
It's not totally surprising. It's just always, when it comes this late, it affects a lot of stuff. And, there's a lot of folks out there to put a tomato plant or two in the ground. And, of course, small things you can go out and cover up. But folks that have got field full of crops are going to have a little more trouble doing that.
Now, Hitch says they, like many other strawberry producers, are running their frost protection systems today and tomorrow, and other crops that will be susceptible to the frost are peaches, apples, grapes, and blueberries.
You know, last year is the only year since I've been here that I've not seen blueberries make some kind of a crop. It may get a few of them, you know, it may thin some blooms out, all those kind of things, but especially the ones that are the earlier varieties.
Well, so far, Tennessee strawberries, peaches, and apples are in good condition, and hopefully they'll stay that way. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.